If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout.
This is Platform Guy, written and read by Cheryl Blue. I'd never done anything like this before. I would always pride myself on being overcautious of everything. Risk was never something I would take for granted. Yet, here I was with a guy I had met on the platform of Camden Town train station roughly 15 minutes ago in an Uber heading to his house, apparently. We could have been going anywhere. I wasn't sure. I wasn't from the area, and to be honest, I didn't really recognise any of the roads we flew past. As we sped along, my mind raced over what was in store as the light from the street lamps blurred. In that very moment, I panicked a little, worrying that me being spontaneous wasn't the best thing to do, despite what my friends always told me. Live a little, they'd say. But here I was, living in the back of an Uber with a random guy heading into the night to do the inevitable. I was fretting. Butterflies in my stomach. A combination of excitement and anxiety. I needed a stiff drink. Or two. I exchanged looks with him. Neither of us said a word. In fact, since getting into the car, we both fell silent. It was as if we could read each other's minds, feel the anticipation, taste the tension. No words needed to be spoken. He looked away. So did I. I looked down, almost ashamedly. After a few seconds, slowly I lifted my eyes again, hoping he was still looking out of the window. He was. I studied his face. He was handsome. Rugged, but not hard. Gifted with even facial hair, but not overwhelmingly grizzly. His lips were full and defined. They were juicy. Kissable. Suckable. Lickable. I caught myself licking my own lips at the thought. His eyes were deep and dark, sexy but stern, wide but slightly slanted. His eyes were pretty. They suited the contours of his face, his manly face. A face that had wooed many a woman. The kind of face that got itself into trouble with women. Should I be here? I wondered. Am I just another notch on this guy's belt? Of course I was. That's what I got in the car for, wasn't it? We weren't about to go and drink tea and talk politics, were we? We were going to fuck. To get sweaty, to have sex. Nothing more and nothing less. So why would I be concerned? Maybe his face told more of his story than he ever felt it would or could. Perhaps he was a really nice guy. Gentle. Kind. Would I ever get to know? Probably not. This was an adult encounter. We both knew what was destined to happen. Should I care about him as a person? Did he even consider me as the budding artist I was, complete with my own personal baggage? The fact that I'd recently broken up with my partner? The reason why I so readily got in the car? Should he care? Probably not. The car pulled up outside a house. It looked pleasant. Expensive. There was a big drive and a couple of cars parked up. Did they belong to him? Did he house share? Is this even his house? As I contemplated a billion things at once, he got out of the car and had come round to my side and asked me if I was coming in. Slightly discombobulated, I hopped out and said, "Of course." I followed him to the door. He put the key in the lock, opened up, and in we went. Inside was nice. The decor was minimalist, but modern. Welcoming. As I swung round to face him, I collided with him full on. It was as if he'd positioned himself in the perfect place. And in the moment, I registered quickly that my chest was pressed against his. His hands swiftly cupped my face and pulled me in. Our lips met and his tongue forced its way into my mouth. His tongue was stiff and long. It darted around my mouth with purpose, frantically hunting for my tongue, then proceeding to initiate a sort of tongue dance. It was sexy. His hands moved up and down my waist as he gently but firmly backed me up against the wall. He proceeded to kiss down my neck, at the same time his hands found the bottom of my top, and in one swoop he had pulled it up and over my head. I had barely taken a breath before he had released my left breast from the bra. I felt the coldness of his mouth engulf me. Instantly, my nipple hardened. He licked and sucked. It hardened even more. My hands started to caress his back, encouraging him to keep sucking. He undid my bra and immediately he cupped my right breast with his hand and began massaging. Massaging and sucking all the while, his increasingly hard cock poked into me more and more. I could feel myself getting wet. Confidence took a hold of me. My right hand moved in between us and I began stroking him from the outside of his jeans. His cock bobbed a bit. I brought my other hand forward and undid the button and the zipper. His jeans dropped. I pushed him off me slightly. I wanted to see him. He was fully erect, his white trunks stretched to prove it. I kneeled down and freed him from his underwear. I was face to face with his hot and throbbing. I was eager to taste him. I leant in and wrapped my mouth around his shaft. It was smooth. He smelled good and tasted even better. He loved my mouth action. His groans told me so. After a few minutes, he pulled away and told me to stand up. I obliged. He yanked up my skirt, pulled down my thong, hoisted me up, then entered me. He was big. I couldn't stifle my moans. The wall against my back felt reassuring as he fucked the life out of me. I opened my eyes briefly. I wanted to appreciate his face. I noticed the mirror on the wall adjacent. It was a big mirror. Big enough to see his tight ass tensing each time he thrust, with my legs wrapped firmly around him. This turned me on more. It was ecstasy. The thrusting continued into a perfect rhythm. I could feel myself ready to gush. He could feel me tense up. He leant forward and began to suck my right breast. That was it. I was ready. In seconds, I had come. Whilst the waves of pleasure engulfed me, he continued to grind, and shortly after he urgently pulled out of me and in the same motion guided me down towards his pulsating cock. I sat back on my heels in front of him. He wanked himself off and then shot his load right across my chest. I was buzzing. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.